أحمد الله رب العالمين، أحمد عباده الشاكرين الذاكرين، وأصلي وأسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومصطفانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد، عدد خلقك ورضا نفسك وزنة عرشك ومداد كلماتك، وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الصحابة أجمعين، وعن التابعين وتابعيهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، respected brothers and sisters, today inshallah will it's a special day in the seerah, inshallah. Hopefully the time will be enough. I will try to be quick as possible, because what I want to say is a lot, but the benefit from what we're saying today, or in fact, the incident what happened today, is it, the consequences for this incident is still going on until the Day of Judgment. So the incident we're going to talk about today, inshallah, is still the consequences for it, is still even happening till now, and it still carry on till the Day of Judgment, inshallah. So yesterday we stopped about the how old did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
25,
mashallah. Because he left his he stayed with his uncle. He told his uncle, "I want to work." He went to Khadija bint Khuwailid, and he started to do trading, and he started to be trading and go to Sham and go to Yemen. He get married, and we know how to marry through the Sayyidah Nafisa. When she asked, you know, say that her friend to go and talk to the Prophet, they get married, had 6 kids. And the brother, mashallah, he reminded me yesterday, he said, the Prophet had 7 kids, which is very true. But from the Sayyidah Khadija, he has 6 kids. The last one, Ibrahim, is not yet to come. 4 girls, Zainab, Ruqayya, Umm Kulthum, and Sayyidah Fatima. And 2 boys, Al-Qasim and Abdullah. And we did mention quickly that Al-Qasim and Abdullah, they passed away as well. And the age he passed away was really beautiful age, 3 and 4. Al-Qasim was 3 years old. Abdullah was 4 years old. And the way they die, they don't get sick, or they don't get tired. They just sleep and they don't wake up. It's really tough. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the way is done to the Prophet, and the way Allah Azza wa Jalla made the Prophet, because brothers, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam is coming to carry a message no one ever in earth will carry it. Look, okay, to give you an example of how heavy this message is, look at this ayah when Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. If we revealed that Quran on a mountain, the mountain will shake from the fear of Allah. Imagine that Quran will be revealed on the Prophet's heart. How does heart need to be looked like? You got the idea? You know, so that heart doesn't need to get afraid of losing a son or losing a money or losing something in dunya. That heart need to be strong. What is the best thing you had? Is your kids. As your kids, nothing more value in your life more than your kids. Okay, Ya Muhammad, we'll take them as well. And that was one of the reasons. Because the second reason is, because Allah, He knows in His knowledge that they might fight over the an-nubuwa. They might just fight, oh, my dad was a prophet, why wouldn't I be a prophet as well? He's my dad. That's why the boy is passed away, but the girl is left. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what he carried, and we know now when Ammuhu Abu Talib, when things comes and he go to him, Ya Muhammad, you have to leave this now. It's too much. Quraysh, they will kill you. Anyone know what did he say? You know this very famous sentence the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said when Abu Talib goes to him, you know, you have to stop. You know, Quraysh will kill you, and they're not going to stop until literally kill you to stop this da'wah. He said, Wallahi ya Am. لو وضع الشمس في يميني والقمر في يساري If they put the moon, if they put the sun in my right hand, and they put the moon in my left hand to stop this da'wah, wallahi, I won't. He said, look how he's strong, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is. After all this happening to him, he have seen in 25 years, almost fifth or sixth death in his life. Only in 25 years. SubhanAllah. So, he's 35 years now, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So 5 years to go to be a prophet. And he doesn't know. And nobody knows. And he never asked for it, and he never was expecting it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is he ready yet? Like, I was actually having this debate or conversation with one of my ustaz about when exactly the Prophet is ready to receive the message, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the message he's receiving, he's the last message, last message gonna come to earth, nothing else. Is he ready? Is a father? Yes. Is he responsible for a family? Yes. Is he doing trading? Yes. Does he learn how to tend the sheep and to look after them? Yes. Did he meet the people? Because trading means traveling, means no different culture, means different people, different languages, different thoughts. Yes, he learned all this. Is he ready yet? One more thing. One more step, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Incident will happen in Mecca. What's this incident? This incident is very only happening in the life of person, maybe once only. Quraysh decided all of a sudden to rebuild the Kaaba, to literally demolish the building, the Kaaba, completely, and rebuild it again. Allahu Akbar. And remember, the year of the fil, Aam al-Fil, elephant, you know, the Abraha, it wasn't that far, it was about 70 years or something from this, and they know the birds came, you know, because he was coming with the elephant to destroy Kaaba, and they scared. But they wanna rebuild it, because in fact there was a flood and part of the Kaaba started to fall down, and they need to rebuild it. But who's gonna take that decision? Who's gonna make that decision? Really? Rebuild the Kaaba? Everyone said, no, of course, I'm not going to touch it. You know, remember what happened to Abraha when he came? No, I'm not going to do that. But someone came through. And someone, his name is Al-As ibn Wa'il. And for who doesn't know who is Al-As ibn Wa'il, he's the father of Sayyidina Khalid. Sayyidina Khalid ibn al-Walid. Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira. Asif, I'm sorry. His name is Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira, the father of Sayyidina Khalid ibn al-Walid. He was mushrik, and he came and said, that doesn't make sense. We're doing it for a good will. We're not coming here to... Abraha was coming to destroy it, but we want to rebuild it. And then he said, all right, go ahead then. You're strong enough, or you're brave enough. Give it a go. He took an axe, and he went to Kaaba, and he did it one hit, and went run. It's true, wallahi, he did. And they all hide for 3 days. They didn't come out of the house. Wallahi, three nights, three complete nights. Because they scared. They, brother, they've seen the bird throwing stones above the army of Abraha. 3 nights, no one come out of the house. And then in the third night, they say, okay, everything is alright, we're going to go out now. And they go out, and they give it another hit, and they waited. Is anything going to happen or not? Nothing happened. Then the fifth night, they started to demolish the Kaaba slowly, 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 and rebuilt it. And the way they rebuilt it, for who went to Kaaba, they have this corner called Yamani corner, and it's called Hijr Ismail. You know what that name is? This name is for the people, because the Kaaba is very important. So not just one tribe can go and build it. Not just Quraysh. No. All the tribes came, and everyone built a corner of it. That's why the name is called Arukn al-Yamani, the Yamani corner. And this is tribe from Yemen who built that corner. And the other corner is called the tribe on the name of the tribe who built it. Even till now, they get these names in Kaaba, in Mecca. Because everyone, they want to have the honor to be, even to put one rock in the Kaaba. And after they finish it, they have a big problem. And that's why I'm saying this story. And the problem is Al-Hajar al-Aswad, the stone. Who is going to put it? Who had this honor? Is it Quraysh? Is it as a tribe? And it was up to a point, there was going to be a fight. Honestly, they're going to kill each other. Who will have the honor to carry that rock and put it in its place? And again, Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira came and said, okay, we need to stop and think about this. The first person will come in, open that door and get in, he's the one who takes the decision of who going to carry the stone and put it in the Kaaba. As soon as he said that sentence, who's opening the door? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reason I'm saying this story, I will carry on with now, is it looks like, subhanAllah, remember yesterday when I said Allah pushed things to happen, so no miracle, again, no miracles, alright? Just to happen, so to prove that this is the honest man, you just believe in him. Look how they're going to name him now. 2 years after this incident, they're going to call him liar. 2 years after this incident. As soon as he get in, they said Muhammad al-Amin. The honest Muhammad, that's how they named him. The honest Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's not a prophet, but this is how they named him. He get in and say, we all agree. Whoever tribes you're going to say the name, we're happy with it. But the Prophet is smart, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't choose one tribe. What did he do? He asked them to get like a sheet. And he put the stone right in the middle of the sheet. And he asked all the tribes to carry it from the corners, from the side, from this side. All of them. It was about 15 of them. 15 tribes carrying the sheet and the stone in the middle. And they all carry the sheet all the way toward the Kaaba. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hold it with his hand as soon as he reached there. And he put it in his place, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And everyone was happy. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the way he was thinking. And it has to be instant thoughts. Not like, okay, let me think about it and come tomorrow. No. Immediately. Otherwise, it won't work. And look at him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the day he was opening Mecca. And he was doing Hajj. Look, this time he holds the stone with his hand so he can stop the war happening between the tribes. And the day he was coming to Mecca, when he doing the Hajj, the only time he does, he didn't go and touch the stone. He just took point to it. You know why? Because if he went and touched it, we're going to all go and touch it. And we're going to go kill each other to go and touch it. So he just went from a distance and he pointed to the stone, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this incident happened to just give him a stamp from the people who are going to call him liar 2 years after this. Just tell him he is the one we love. He is the one he says honest. Just subhanAllah, it doesn't happen like 10 years ago or 15 years ago. No, only 2 years before the Ba'tha. 2 years before the message, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's 38 now. Almost there. Two more years to go. Where is he? He's still at Khadija. Yeah, but this is the time for the miracles, because it's there. So he's ready. He has all the knowledge he needs. Allah prepared him absolutely 40 years to prepare for 23 years. Yeah, 40 years he spent preparing him for everything, only for 23 years to come. From the Prophet was only Prophet for 23 years. Yeah, and 40 years just to prepare him. But the last 2 years now. Is the spiritual for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also you're gonna see some miracles. And Abdullah ibn Abbas in Sahih Muslim, he said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who in the age of 38, when he used to walk in Mecca, he could listen to the trees and the stone say to him, "Assalamu alaykum ya Rasulullah," and he could turn and he doesn't know what that is. And even after Nubuwa, even in the age he was 60, he was telling his Sahaba, "Wallahi, I know a stone in Mecca, he used to tell me Assalamu alaikum before Ba'tha, before I became a prophet." And the tree is the same. They used to tell me Assalamu alaikum ya Rasulullah. And this is hadith sahih. It's not like da'if, no, it's a hadith in Bukhari or Muslim. Another miracle, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used, and this is only 6 months before he became a prophet. 6 months. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he go to sleep, if he had a vision, he get up, And the exact dream he had or the vision he had, he can see in reality. For example, he dreamed of Khadija, his wife, his uncle, who was coming to visit. And he was riding a white horse. And he was wearing this dress, specific dress. And he thought, okay, it's just a dream. But when he got up, he can see it happening. He can see his uncle came. He can see he wearing the... But he didn't talk to anybody about it. And he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know yet what is happening. And Allahu Akbar, why this is happening? And he doesn't know yet what is happening, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he's almost there. He's almost there. And the third thing happened to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, إِنَّ الْمَوْلَى عَزَّ وَجَلَّ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْهِ الْخَلَاءِ. Meaning, Allah put in his heart to love being alone. And to sit by himself to do something called tafakkur. You know what this word, brothers, tafakkur? Thinking. Sort of. I won't say meditation, but yes, but tafakkur. Sitting down by himself in the night and look at the sky and think and observe and concentrate on the sky and the stars and the earth. Allah give him this. Brothers, this is a worship, by the way. This is a form for worship. It's to sit down by yourself in the night and just to look at the sky. And just to think about the creation of Al-Mawla Azza wa Jal. Look at the ayah said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Even before I say the ayah, they were asking Sayyidah Aisha one day, what is the most strange thing you have seen from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You know, just tell us Sayyidah Aisha. And she said, well, one night the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he get up in the middle of the night. And he do. And he start for Qiyam al-Layl. And I was asleep. And when I opened my eyes, he was crying. And then Sayyidah Aisha said, I thought I went to sleep. But I opened my eyes again. And I saw his beard, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is very wet. Up to the tears dropping from his beard, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's crying very, very, very strong. And he do sujood and he cried. And he do ruku'ah and he cried. All the way till Azan al-Fajr. And he didn't stop until Bilal was knocking in the door. He's getting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to start Fajr Salah. And he saw the Prophet say, Ya Rasulullah, what this state? Why your face and your tears is full? Why they said, Ya Bilal, I am crying because today this ayah is revealed on me. Which ayah? The ayah I was just going to mention. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Who? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. This ayah tell the Muslimin to go out just to look at the sky and think of Allah and think of the creation. And this is the ayah who made this heart and this face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam crying. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he started to, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to go out of the Mecca. And because he wanted to be alone. He wanted to be, he doesn't know Allah yet. He just wanted to be alone. He just wanted to think of the whole creation. And then he went 3 miles away from Mecca. After he's walking, he found this huge mountain. And he went up all the way to the mountain. And the mountain, by the way, the mountain where Ghar Hira, the cave of Hira is, I had the honor to go up there, alhamdulillah, 1.5 hours to go there. To go just to the mountain, not to go to the mountain itself. To go up the mountain to the cave, it takes you 1.5 hours climbing. And I was 26 maybe, wallahi, I couldn't even breathe. And he was 40, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he went all the way up. And that, has anybody seen that in reality, brothers? Wallahi, you did, mashallah. If you go to the ghar, if you go to the cave, you can see the Kaaba from 3 miles. If you go to that cave, even till now, you can see the Kaaba from 3 miles, you can see the open sky, and you can see the earth underneath you. This is where the Prophet sallallahu, this is the Risala, where the Risala started. And he went there, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he went there in the night time. And the hadith was say he used to spend 10 nights continuously there. Just to do in tafakkur. Look at the sky and look at the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the Sayyidah Khadija used to go after 3 or 4 days to just to give him food and drink and come back. She was supporting him. She's supporting him. Not just like you leave your work and you go up there. You sound familiar. She's supporting him. She supports what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. Till one night. And look, what this is the incident I was talking about it like in the start. This is the incident where the entire face of earth will be changed. The sky will meet the earth. The light from the sky will meet the light from the earth. The Jibreel alayhi salam will now show to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The link, brother and sister, will start to initiate it for 23 years. Link now going to come from the sky to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for 23 years. And he stay there till the end of till the day of judgment. Till the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, and then the link will be broken. But the link will start now. Imagine that, very dark in this time, around midnight or 2 o'clock, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day was going there. He go up, and when you go to the mountain, in the top of the mountain, to see the cave, you have to go step down, and then you can see the cave. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he's go there, he went down, and all of a sudden, he have seen something he never seen in his life. The entire view of the sky is blocked. Imagine this situation, brother and sister. The entire view. If he, subhanAllah, Jibreel came to the Prophet many times, yeah? And he came in a sort of shape of human. But in this incident, and the incident of Isra' wal Mi'raj, only he came in that shape, in his real shape. The Prophet ﷺ was describing him. He blocked the entire view of the sky. Whenever I look, I can see him. He had 600 wings, Jibreel alayhi salam. And what happened? The Prophet ﷺ he had no idea what's going on. Look at the hadith. Then he grabbed the Prophet ﷺ. Listen to this, brother. Wallahi, give me a shake. He grabbed the Prophet ﷺ and he squeezed him. He squeezed him. And he told him something very strange. Read. I can't even read. He doesn't even read. I would understand if he said, I don't know, bray or anything. But read, he doesn't even read. He said, I don't know how to read. Then he released him. Then he grabbed him one more time and he squeezed him even harder. I say, read. And he released him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I can't read. I don't know how to read. And that makes me think, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows his slave, he knows his abd, he doesn't know how to read and write, although he sent in Jibreel to ask him to read. Doesn't remind you of something? Doesn't remind you when we talk about Isa last year, Sayyidina Musa last year? You remember when Surah Taha, when Allah was talking to him first time, what did he told him? What's in your hand, ya Musa? Remember that? He was holding the stick. I said, what do you hold in your hand? Doesn't Allah know what's in his hand? He does he? He knows it's a stick in his hand. But although he has to give him a brief before he start the conversation. He has to tell him a brief before the conversation. And the reason Allah Azza wa Jalla was asking the Prophet Muhammad to read is because of the same reason. Okay? And tomorrow, inshallah, I'm afraid the time of Isha start. And I have to tell you the whole reason why. Why has to start with read? And what is the answer? The third answer for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.